Hi, I am Pastor Charles Rochelle, the Senior Pastor of World Ministry Christian Church located in Dallas, Georgia. I am grateful to have this opportunity to speak to you today. Our motto is reaching nations by reaching you. As a church in this community, we are here to serve. If you're looking for a church where you fit in, well, guess what? We are that church. We would love for you to join us one Sunday morning at 10:30 a.m. Consider this your personal invitation to come and worship with us. Now let me tell you a little bit about us. We may be a small body, but we have a big heart full of love and truth. Whether you're a believer who's new to the area and looking for a church home, or a curious non-believer seeking to learn more about salvation through Christ Jesus, we welcome you with open arms. You know, life can be tough sometimes. We all face moments of feeling rejected, neglected, and overlooked.
As the First Lady of World Ministry Christian Church, it is my pleasure to serve with this body of believers. My focus is ministering to the brokenhearted, those who have lost the way, and guiding them through God's healing process. Here at World Ministry Christian Church, we are dedicated to ensure that everyone who enters the church feels the genuine love and power of God's grace.
Maybe you've been misunderstood. Well, let me assure you, you're not alone. We've all been there, but here at World Ministry Christian Church, we want to walk alongside you, to fellowship with you, and together find understanding through the Word of God.
We want you to experience being in the presence of God with us as we immerse ourselves in His love, peace, and joy. So we invite you, the hurt and the wounded, to come and receive the love you deserve and the healing that will restore you.
Our services are filled with powerful worship, inspiring messages, and a loving community that genuinely cares about you. We believe that through the teachings of Christ, we can find hope, healing, and purpose in our lives.
Join us at World Ministry Christian Church, where love, healing, and the transformation is happening every day.
So if you're ready to experience a church that's passionate about making a difference, come and join us. We can't wait to meet you, connect with you, and help you grow in your faith journey.
If you have been searching for a church where you can learn, grow, and serve, your search is over. We are that church, a church that believes in you and encourages you to improve the community through serving. We invite you to join us in this great work, where together we'll find fulfillment through serving those who are often overlooked and underserved.
Are you searching for a church that feels like home, a place where you can truly connect with God and be a part of a loving community? Well, look no further, because you found it. I'm Michael Upshaw. I am the associate pastor here at World Ministry Christian Church. And let me tell you, I feel incredibly blessed to be a part of such an amazing church. God has truly blessed me with the opportunity to serve many churches around the world, thanks to my technology background, but I am most grateful and honored to call World Ministry Christian Church my home. Let me start by saying, we have the most generous and gracious pastor and first lady. They are not only generous with their time, but they genuinely care about God's people. I have personally witnessed their unwavering faith, even when people don't see the best in themselves. As the associate pastor, I am honored to serve alongside this incredible couple. Their leadership is second to none. And let me tell you about my amazing wife, the executive pastor of World Ministry Christian Church. Her strong faith and deep conviction of God's saving grace inspires me every day. We are one church in three locations, and together we are reaching nations by reaching you. Join us in this assignment to go into all the world and share the good news of Jesus Christ. We need you, and more importantly, God needs you. We are World Ministry Christian Church, your home, your community, where your faith will grow.
I am Pastor Charles Rochelle.
And I am First Lady Terry Rochelle.
We are excited to have you here worshiping with us today.
Although you are streaming today's service, are joining us on Zoom, we want you to know how much it means to us that you are here with us at World Ministry Christian Church,
where we are reaching nations by reaching you. We are grateful to our God that we are back together in the sanctuary, worshiping and assembling ourselves together, loving and engaging one another. It's His love and His sacrifice that brought us together
And it's that same love and sacrifice that we are sharing around the world.
Invite a friend.
Share the link. Let's worship together and share the love. It's not too late. It's 10:30, and it's time for worship here at World Ministry Christian Church. We are reaching nations by reaching you.
84, 1 and 2, English Standard Version reads, "How lovely is your dwelling place, O Lord of hosts. My soul longs, yes, faints for the courts of love. My heart and my flesh sing for joy to the living God." Pastor Michael P. Upshaw, Sr., welcome to World Ministry Christian Church, where we are reaching nations by reaching you. We are located at 1336 Hiram Ackward Highway in the beautiful city of Dallas, Georgia, 30157. Is important here at World Ministry Christian Church. There's no such thing as being just another number. You matter to God and you matter to us. We are His church and we care about His people. We pray that you are blessed and know that you are loved and at home. Psalms 134 reads, "Come, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord, who stands by night in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands to the holy place and bless the Lord. May the Lord bless you from Zion, He who made heavens and earth." Again, welcome to World Ministry Christian Church. We're so glad you decided to join us this morning. We love you here at World Ministry Christian Church. What a wonderful place it is to always come to God's house. Thank you for being in His house. This is God's house of worship, and we will honor Him this morning. Here at World Ministry Christian Church, we always love to give honor to where honor is due. First and foremost, we give honor to Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, three in one and one in three. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit makes it all possible. It makes this journey worth living. It makes this journey where we can endure it. Because Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, God left His Holy Spirit here for us, and we just want to thank Him. It guides us. It leads us. Without Him, we wouldn't be able to do anything. With God, all things are possible. With God, we can do anything. So again, welcome and thank you for joining us here. Here at World Ministry Christian Church, we love to give honor where honor is due. We love to honor the people of God. We love to honor people that love God, who share God's word, who wants the world to hear about Jesus. Here at World Ministry Christian Church, we love to give honor to our senior pastor, Charles Rochelle, this morning. To our associate pastor, Michael P. Upshaw, Sr., this morning. To our executive pastor, Priscilla T. Upshaw, this morning. To our minister in training, Isaiah Upshaw, this morning. To the first lady, Terry Rochelle. Here at World Ministry Christian Church, we have a living praise example. And if you don't know what a living praise example is, that's a person who loves to praise God. It doesn't matter what time of the day it is. It doesn't matter where he is. If Pastor Charles or Pastor Michael's preaching and someone runs up and give him a high five, that's because the Spirit moved them. And that's none other than a living praise example, Michael Upshaw Jr. this morning. Give honor to our worship leaders this morning. We have Isaiah Upshaw. He's on the keys. I know you hear the wonderful music in the background, and that's Isaiah Upshaw this morning. Then we'd like to give honor to our other worship leader. He plays trumpet, and he's our vocalist. So if you join us sometime, we start at 10:30, but if you come on Zoom a little early, you get to hear our trumpet. That's none other than Isaiah Rochelle this morning. We'd like to give honor to the mother of the church this morning. She's joining us on Zoom this morning. And that's none other than Mother Geneva Gordon this morning. Good morning, Mother Geneva. She is such a faithful mother. She joins us on Zoom. She may not be able to get here and physically in the sanctuary, but as the mother of the church, she does what it takes to get to where she needs to be to worship with us here at World Ministry Christian Church. And this morning, I'm looking on Zoom, and we have a special guest with us this morning on Zoom. Oh, it just warmed my heart to see my mother. She's my mother-in-law, but she's my mother. That's not other than Miss Mamie Richardson this morning. She's on with us. And that's none other than Pastor Charles' mother. We just want to honor you this morning, Mother Richardson. We just want to send our love to you. We just want to thank you. I personally want to thank you for what you put in Pastor Charles when he was young. What you put into him, it stuck. What you fed him, it worked. So I just want to thank you for all your love. Thank you for loving World Ministry Christian Church. And we just bring greetings to you in California this morning. We love you, Mother. Now we'd like to venture over to East Africa, to Uganda. Wow, what a relationship we have with Tororo Pentecostal Church. There in East Africa, in Uganda, Tororo Pentecostal Church, they worship with us. They join us Sunday after Sunday. This morning, we want to honor Joseph Nkwango. He's on. He's the ambassador for us. He's the go-to. He's always there. He is. Good morning, Joseph. We thank you for joining us. We thank you for honoring the covenant we made with your parents so many years ago. So we want to thank you for standing in. We see your brother David's on this morning. We just want to thank you guys for continuing the covenant that we made with your parents so many years ago. We love you, Tororo Pentecostal Church. We continue to pray for you and we give you honor. The venue over to India this morning. We'd like to give honor to Pastor Satish in India. He joins us and we're covenant with him. It's just so many things. We're also in covenant with Pakistan. So we just want to give honor to, we go outside the United States. We are World Ministry Christian Church, not by name, by action. So we are covenant with other churches outside of the United States. So we want to honor them this morning. Then we're going to venture back over to the great state of Washington. The great state of Washington, where we like to give honor to our father in the ministry. That's the late Dr. Paul Warren Sr. We can never thank him enough for the legacy he left to World Ministry Christian Church. Now, to the world, he left a legacy of what God had placed in him, and he shared it everyone. He taught the word of God. He gave what God gave him. So this morning, we will honor him, Dr. Paul Warren Sr. Thank him for what he's done. Then we like to honor his wife, Mother Barbara Warren. And she's a member of Living Word Christian Church in Tacoma, Washington, where her pastor is none other than Pastor Dr. Michael Purdy and First Lady Coachella Purdy in the great state of Tacoma. They watch over her. They take care of her. She's one of the brothers in the ministry that Dr. Warren oversaw, that Dr. Warren fed into. So Dr. Warren played a good role in all the ministers here at World Ministry Christian Church. To honor First Lady Pastor Charles and First Lady Terry, we have a pastor in our lives, and that's none other. He's our bishop. He's our overseer. Him and his First Lady, they join us on Sundays. They join us on Wednesdays. They pray with us. They laugh with us. We cry together. What an honor it is. And that's none other than Bishop Pastor Glenn Austin Sr. and First Lady Carrie Austin. and then from Greater Faith Christian Community Church Baptist in Spanaway, Washington, where with God, all things are possible, and they are the Church of Manifestation. So we'd like to honor them this morning. We like to honor their leadership there, who stands with them, who are always there with them. Thank you, Pastor Austin and First Lady. Thank you for what you do for World Ministry Christian Church. We thank you for your leadership, what they do for World Ministry Christian Church, because we are one church, hashtag locations, and that's World Ministry Christian Church. That's Toronto Pentecostal Church. We are in India. We are in Pakistan. What an honor. I feel it a privilege that God chose us to reach nations by reaching you. He chose us all to work together. So, this morning, if you are joining us on social media or in person here, if you hear, God has a word for you. We just say, enjoy the rest of your worship time with us, and remember, God will always bless you.
Amen. This morning, our scripture will be coming verses 1 through 6. Again, that's 2 Kings, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 6. And this morning, I will be reading from the English Standard Version. In 2 Kings, the 8th chapter, verses 1 through 6 reads, "Now Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored to life, 'Arise and depart with your household and sojourn wherever you can, for the Lord has called for a famine, and it will come upon the land for 7 years.' So the woman arose and did according to the word of the man of God. She went with her household and sojourned into the land of the Philistines 7 years. And at the end of the 7 years, when the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, she went to appeal to the king for her house and her land. Now the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, 'Tell me all the great things that Elisha has done.' And while he was telling the king how Elisha had restored the dead to life, behold, the woman whose son he had restored to life appealed to the king for her house and her land. And Gehazi said, 'My lord, O king, here is the woman, and here is her son whom Elisha restored to life.' And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an official for her, saying, 'Restore all that was hers, together with all the produce of the fields from the day that she left the land until now.'" Amen. The title of this morning's message, are we ready? The loss is temporary. Amen. 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 I'm going to say that one more time in case we missed it this morning. The loss is temporary. Amen. Amen. Once I take my seat, there will be a brief video message that follows me. Once that video message has concluded, it will be time to hear from none other than our very own senior pastor, Pastor Charles J. Rochelle. Amen.
I am Pastor Charles Rochelle.
And I am First Lady Terry Rochelle.
We are excited to have you here worshiping with us today.
Although you are streaming today's service or joining us on Zoom, we want you to know how much it means to us that you are here with us at World Ministry Christian Church,
where we are reaching nations by reaching you. We are grateful to our God that we are back together in the sanctuary, worshiping and assembling ourselves together, loving and engaging one another. It's His love and His sacrifice that brought us together, and it's that same love and sacrifice that we are sharing around the world.
Invite a friend.
Share the link. Let's worship together and share the love. It's not too late. It's 10:30, and it's time for worship here at World Ministry Christian Church. We are reaching nations by reaching you.
Amen, amen, amen. Oh, give God a hand, praise. Good morning, everyone. Welcome to World Ministry Christian Church, where we are reaching nations by reaching you. Amen. What a beautiful day in the Lord it is. I am so thankful, so glad, so privileged to be here today and to be here with you in the presence of the Lord. We do stand to give honor to God. He is Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. We thank God as we stand today on the second Sunday in the month of April, April 14th, the year of our Lord, 2024. What a wonderful place to be. This morning, we do want to give honor to those. I know protocol has been established, but we know that life is but a vapor. While we're standing in the blood is warm in our veins, we want to give honor to whom honor is due. It doesn't just happen by just one person, but God uses a plethora, if I got the word right, of people to make it all happen. And so we do stand and we give honor to our associate pastor, my favorite preacher, powerful, mighty man of God, great teacher of the word, great teacher in our ministerial program, just known throughout the churches, not only just here in Georgia, but all around the world. He's Pastor Michael P. Upshaw, Sr. He's the associate pastor of World Ministry Christian Church. He's the CEO and founder of Above the Cloud Media and Marketing, LLC. And he makes it all happen, not only for his church, but for churches all around the world. We do stand to give honor to our executive pastor, Pastor Priscilla T. Upshaw. Taught a powerful Sunday school lesson this morning, the faith of the Soterian. Helped us all. I'm encouraged and I thank God for the powerful leadership that we have here at World Ministry Christian Church. I want to give honor this morning to the mother of the house, none other than Mother Geneva Gordon. God bless you, Mother. Dressed from head to toe. Boy, she be looking good as she represents the Lord, her family, and her household. We just thank God for all that you are doing, all you are to so many people, and especially to us, Mother Geneva. To our worship leaders this morning, none other than Isaiah Upshaw and Isaiah Rochelle. Isaiah Upshaw on our keyboard, Isaiah Rochelle on trumpet and vocals. We thank God for what they offer to the Lord as they usher us into his presence. To the beautiful and to the lovely wife of mine for 42 years, none other than First Lady Terry Rochelle. God bless you this morning. We love you. Thank you for welcoming the people of God and for establishing protocol this morning. Thank you to Isaiah Rochelle for reading our scripture and giving us our topic. We thank God for you. None other than the living praise example, Michael Upshaw Jr. If you see somebody, come up here and give a high five. He's just letting you know, I'ma show it how they feel it, because the atmosphere is charged with the presence of God. And so we just thank God on this day. We do give honor to none other than Joseph Lakwango. Joseph Lakwang. We see David Lakwango. David Lakwang, he is on. God bless you all. Great leaders in the church, Tororo Pentecostal Church, located in Tororo, Uganda. God bless you all. We love you all. We're just looking so forward to all the things that God is going to continue to do through our ministries. Thank you for the lives that you are touching, the perseverance, the endurance, all of those things that you all are doing to ensure that the work of the Lord continues. We do thank God for you on this day. There are those that you are representing that we do not see on this digital platform, but we thank you for representing them so well. So many people who have been touched by the ministry that you all are a part of there. We do give honor to none other than Bishop John Lakwango and Bishop Rabina Lakwango, who have gone on to be with the Lord. But the work that they have done is still moving and pressing forward. We thank God for them on this day. We do honor Pastor Satish of India. We do honor Pastor Misha of Pakistan as we stand this morning. And then to our bishop, none other than Pastor Glenn Alston Sr., our First Lady, Carrie Alston, Greater Faith, Christian Community Church, Baptist in Spanaway, Washington. What beautiful and powerful and loving people in the Lord. They are from Greater Faith, where with God all things are possible. They are the Church of Manifestation. We are one church in hashtag location. Amen. Glory be to God. We've established protocol as is customary, and as we are so privileged to do. It is time to go to the Word. There is a word from the Lord again today. I'm always excited about what the Lord has to say. He just has this way of saying the right things at the right time. Thank you to Isaiah again for reading our text. Today I'll be reading from the English Standard Version of the Bible. Our text is still in 2 Kings. However, we've moved a few chapters forward to chapter 8. Although those who are in this text are somewhat familiar to us, the Shunammite woman, I call her the wealthy woman or the wealthy wife, Gehazi, who was the servant of none other than the great prophet Elisha, and then her son, the Shunammite woman's son, who was raised from the dead and restored to life. And then we have King Joram, the king of Israel at the time. He's in our text today. I will not read it in its entirety for our topic today and the sake of the discourse God has given us. I'll read verse 6. It's our focus verse. 2 Kings chapter 8, verses 1 through 6. Verses 6 says this as I read it into our hearing. And when the king asked the woman, she told him, so the king appointed an official for her, saying, restore all that was hers, together with all the produce of the fields from the day that she left the land until now. Amen. This is the word of the Lord for us today. The word of the Lord is blessed. They that hear and do the word of the Lord are blessed as well. Join me in a word of prayer. Eternal God, our Father, we do thank you and we bless you. Father, there is no way that I have enough time to exhaust the revelation that you've given to your servant from this text. But help your servant to make use of the time that's given, that we may give this word to your people, us, your people who need you and we need your word. Lord, we bless you and we thank you for every deliverance, for every shackle that'll be broken, every yoke that'll be removed and destroyed that keeps us from being all that you have called us to be. We bless you today. Save the sinner today. Encourage the saint, Father God. Make clearer the visions that lie before us that we may press on to see what the end may be. Being strong in faith and being built up in our most holy walk with Jesus. We bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Somebody bless God, if it's only for a moment. If you are in the sanctuary, you may be seated, as it is customary here to stand at the reading of the Word of God. Verse 6 of 2 Kings chapter 8 says this. It says, and when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an official for her, saying, restore all that was hers, together with all the produce of the fields from the day that she left the land until now. God has given us today. He wants to tell the church. He wants to tell the faithful. He wants to tell the wondering. He wants to tell those who might be teeter-tottering. He might want to tell those who may be experiencing some things that they don't understand. God's word to us today is the loss is temporary. The loss is temporary. We've all lost something. Every last one of us. Look, you don't have to be grown to lose anything. Babies lose stuff. Toddlers lose stuff. Children lose stuff. So do teenagers. People in the church, people outside of the church. Everybody gonna experience some loss at some time, one time or another. I have two Starbucks cards I'm looking for now. I can't tell you where they are, but I can tell you one thing. God knows exactly where they are. And when the right time comes, watch me come across them. Probably when my other ones run out. But I'm okay. I still have a Starbucks card I can use, but I lost two, Isaiah. Not just one, I lost two. We all suffer some losses. Today, I believe God wants us to look at a couple of things. These are the few things that I believe God has laid on my heart as he's given this message, because he wants us to understand some things when it comes to loss. So God wants to talk to us and make us consider things like loss. He wants us to consider things like control. Trust and obedience. Let me go ahead and step outside of being politically correct, and let me start this way. We've all heard of control freaks. Yeah, now if I was going to be politically correct, maybe I'd say, you know, those who are micromanagers. But let's go ahead and make it what it is for the sake of the text. Control freaks. Come on, y'all. We all like to be in control. We want to be in control of our marriage, our car. We get in that car, we'd be so glad to drive. At least we can control where we're going in that car. Folks love control. We love control. But how many have been around long enough to know that we can't control everything? No matter how good we are, anointed we are, no matter how powerful we are, no matter what our mission is, no matter our vocation, no matter what our calling, no matter what our position, we have got to learn again that we can't control everything. But how many of us today know who's in control? Oh, he can control the wind, he can control the waves, he can control whether a finger swells up or not, he can control whether you're going, whether you're coming, he can control what time you get there, he can even control what time you leave. How many was getting ready to leave? You had your keys in your pocket for 3 days, but when it was time to leave, you couldn't find your keys. Did you know he can still be in control of that? Come on, it's time for the church to let go and let God be in control. We like to control the people around us. Yeah, because it makes us feel safe. It makes us feel secure. It makes us feel hopeful when we can control the outcome. When we can control when a person goes, when a person comes back, and what a person is doing, and how long they're going to do it. Can I go ahead and say the loss is temporary, but you've got to give up some control. Give it up, give it up, give it up. Hallelujah. Here it is. The people of God must not get caught up in the illusion of control. Life is filled with loss and gain, increase and decrease, addition and subtraction. Did you know that the God that adds is also the God that takes away? Come on and help me out, Job. Did not Job in Job chapter 1 verse 21 say the Lord gives and the Lord takes away? Bless the name of the Lord. You see, when you have and when God is adding, learn how to bless him. But don't forget, he's still worthy of a blessing when he takes some things away. When we lose some of the things that we've been holding on to that mean so much to us, how many of you got know you have to be able to say sometime, God, I'm gonna let my hands go and I'm gonna let you take me where you want to take me. I'm going to let you do with me what you want to do with me. That means sometimes he's going to take us up a valley. Sometimes he's going to cause us to climb up a hill. Sometimes he's going to make us feel still, even when we don't want to be. But how many saints do we have today can stand up and tell the Lord, Lord, take control. Yeah. Even when I'm losing stuff. Oh, hallelujah. Here it is. something we have to bring back into the church, back into our understanding, back into our relationship with God. See, this wealthy woman seems to have it all worked out. She knows how to deal with God with faith. She knows how to deal with God with trust. She knows how to let God just have his way. She knows when to go to God and when to stay away. She knows when God is ready to do something and when he's not. And the thing about it is, she's okay. Whether she's suffering a loss or whether she's suffering a gain, she still says, bless the name of the Lord. Is there anybody, no matter what you're going through right now, no matter what you've lost, no matter what hurt you've experienced, can you say right now, bless the name of the Lord? I thought somebody was going to finish it for me. I'm going to have to finish all the fill-ins myself. I don't mind. I done found out that God takes and God gives. God increases and God decreases. God adds and God subtracts. But yet, bless the name of the Lord. Is that all right? So we're going to have to bring it back to the church, back to the relationship while we're reading his word, while we're praying, while we're asking, while we're believing. We're going to have to understand that in every process, God is sovereign. Thanks for that break. I sure needed it. Here it is. God is going to do some things that have nothing to do with us, but will affect us just the same. See, the God, sovereign God ought to have the liberty from his own people to do it his way, to do it the way he wants to do it, even when it doesn't agree with us. Is that all right? Here it is, Pastor Michael. Right after this woman receives her son back from the dead, she had just suffered a loss and now it's been added to her. Not long after that, the very same prophet that laid down and put his mouth on her son, his eyes on her son, his hands on her son, his feet on her son, turns around and gives her some more news and say, God has called a famine. And what you need to do is get everything out of your household. Get all your people. Grab your son. Get your husband. All them folks you talking about, I live amongst my own people. You better gather them up because God's getting ready to make a famine. In other words, you about to lose some stuff. Oh, I'm not even in the notes. Can I just go ahead and say something? I found out when it comes to God, 9 times out of 10, you're going to lose before you gain. And whatever you lost, I found out something about God. He always gives you more when it comes back to you. Oh, glory be to God. So we have to learn again how to be okay with God being God. Here's how Job put it in Job 13:15. Job put it this way. He says, yet though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Oh, hallelujah. Though he slay me, though my kids are gone, though he slayed my family. I wish I had somebody today. Huh? Though my money is gone, he slayed my checkbook and my bank account. Though all the people I love and my business and all these things are gone, he says, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Do I have anybody trusting God today? Can anybody say, I lost some stuff, but I'm going to bless the name of the Lord? Somebody ought to give God a... I lost my ministry. Yeah, I lost some members. Yeah, I lost my business. Yeah, I lost my job. Yeah, I lost my wife. Yeah, I lost a child. Yeah, I lost a car. Yet will I trust him? What am I saying? I'll have a family again. I'll have a car again. I'll have a job again. I'll have a business again. Because I found out when God takes something, the loss is temporary. You ought to go find your loss and give it a high five. Say, stay there until God calls you back. Because when you come back, you're not going to look like when you left. You're going to be bigger. You're going to be wider. You're going to be stronger. You're going to be more powerful. You're going to do more. Go more play. Do more. Hey, do I have anybody? Maybe
you never lost anything. Keep living and see if you don't. Is that all right? So the sovereign God uses his sovereignty to take things, but also to give things. He's not always going to be the God that's going to fill it up till it's running over. Sometimes he's going to be the God to drain it till there is no more. Everything out for our good. God is never going to take anything away that he can't restore. He's not going to take anything away that he can't bring back and is better. You ought to turn around and look at your loss and say, bye, bye. I'll see you when you come back around. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. So God can slay some things in our lives. Well, he slayed this woman. She had it all. She was wealthy. She had a beautiful home. Her home was so big she could build a home for Elisha on top of it. She had a wonderful husband. She had a great business. They were into produce and harvesting. They had fields. They were into barley and grain. The woman wasn't no slouch. She knew her business, and so did her husband. But here it is, when God gets ready to do something, you know what? The things that you and I have might be affected. Oh, I wish, let me see if I can get some witnesses out of here. How many suffered a loss during the pandemic, but somehow during the pandemic, everything in your life start growing? Till when you came out of the pandemic, you had more than when you went in there. There's more money in the account of World Ministry Christian Church when it went into the pandemic than when we came out. Come give me a high five, Pastor Michael. I don't see the living praise example. I'm going to need one from you on this. I came to tell you your loss is temporary, and God is setting you up to blow you up. He set you up to make it better than when you lost it. Somebody ought to. Oh, somebody ought to say, I lost it, but I'm not worried. That's how this woman was. We're going to get into this text in a second. Amen. How many of you have learned that God has been able, from this fourth chapter, he has been able to teach us about increase, expansion, and restoration? He used a woman who was a widow. She didn't have no food. That food kept increasing the whole time that famine was on. Can I go ahead and say it? You ought to start calling your loss a famine. God's got a way of using a famine to produce miracles. Oh, somebody. God got a way of using famine to produce miracles. He produced a miracle, and an Israelite ended up running Egypt, but it started with a famine. I wish I had some. Say, I'm in a famine, but I'm all right. Yeah. So God has been teaching us some things about our relationship with him, and not to put God on this pedestal of being one-dimensional. He wants us to know that he works with the good and the bad. He works with the subtraction and the additions. He works with everything because he's sovereign and he is God. So he uses the widow to teach us some things about increase, about trusting God, about giving to God first, about changing your perspective and seeing God's perspective and seeing God's ability to do anything at any time with any circumstance. Then he takes us to the wealthy woman, and we just go through a host of things there as we begin to see her life and what she had, what she suffered, and what things were close, what she didn't have, and what he was able to provide. The loss is temporary. So now, as we look at this, we all are going to experience some losses. Look, some of us are in the middle of a loss right now. So God wants us to know before it comes back, it was him all along. Don't blame the loss. Talk to God. Is that all right? So here it is. I want to get into this text so we can see some of the things that God is revealing. So what can this text teach us about our experiences with loss? What can it teach us? God is teaching us something. He's showing us something. Let's go to verse 1. I'll read it. Now Elisha had said to the woman whose son he had restored to life, arise and depart with your household and sojourn wherever you can. For the Lord has called a famine, and it will come upon the land for 7 years. Here it is. First thing I want to pull out that God has revealed from this verse is this. Look, losses are not always the result of our actions. Why we want to take credit for everything? Losses are not always the result of our actions. All right, I need you to minister to yourself right now. Tell yourself, I didn't do nothing wrong. I was doing it all right. This woman hasn't done anything wrong. There's nothing wrong with her ministry. There's nothing wrong with her business. There's nothing wrong with her relationship with God. There's nothing wrong with her way of thinking. There's nothing wrong with her faith. There's nothing wrong with her trust. But the sovereign God said, I'm about to do something, but you're going to have to realize you didn't bring it on. You didn't cause it. Here it is. Here it is. So verse 1, losses are not always the result of our actions. Here it is. Here's what God wants us to see out of this. Don't allow others to cause you to blame yourself for the things you can't control. If you don't watch out, others will try to make you a control freak in your own life. When they try to make you a control freak, you ought to tell them, ain't nobody freaky at control but God. God's the one who controls everything. God is the one who has the authority. God's the one who have the power. You ought to tell some folks, I'm not controlling anything. Why don't you get with the controlling God? Why don't you get with the sovereign? Don't blame it on me, because I'm not going to blame myself. Somebody ought to give God a praise. I'm not blaming me no more. Why are you trying to blame me when I'm talking to God? I'm looking for God to produce the outcome. I can't do anything but give him my faith. I can't do anything but give him my trust. I can't do anything but keep praying. Keep doing right. Keep living right. Keep loving right. Somebody, oh. I'm going to stop acting like I'm in control. Yeah. Come on, minister to somebody. Say, let go. Let go of that past. Let go of what happened back then. Let go of it. Let go. It was God. God said, I caused that famine. I caused that subtraction. I caused that takeaway. I caused that loss. But I came to tell you today, your God says the loss was temporary. You're going to have double what you had. Double the love. Double the commitment. Double the faith. Double the trust. Double the loyalty. Somebody ought to. Y'all gonna make me take my jacket off. I'm just in verse 1. I got to move. Verse 2. So the woman arose and did according to the word of the man of God. She went with her household and sojourned in the land of the Philistines 7 years. Here it is. Watch me now. Verse 2. Don't view as permanent the things that God has assigned as temporary. You don't watch, your powerful tongue will speak some permanency in the thing that God says is just temporary. I love this woman. Every time we hear a situation, we hear 7 years. That means not only was God saying it, but she was in agreement with it. God said 7 years. She said, oh, I can do that. God said 7 years. She said, I'm going to let it go. God said 7 years. She said, y'all pack up. We're going on a 7-year cruise. We're going to ride a 7-year airplane. And we're going to Philistia. What's the thing about that? Sometime God will be unorthodox in the way he deals with our situation. He didn't send her to other Israelites. He didn't send her to her family. He sent her to her enemy's area. Watch me now. Don't get mad when God blesses your enemy, because that might be the very place that God will sustain you. Pray, let him heap the coals. Pray, but do them right. Pray, but don't render evil for evil. God might send you and tell your enemy, you better feed my servant and his household too. Somebody ought to. Yeah, your enemy might feed you. I know somebody mama told him, don't burn no bridges. Here it is. This is what God wants us to know. Watch this. We may experience several losses before the vision is fulfilled and the prayer is answered. We might experience several losses before the vision is fulfilled and the prayer is answered. Is that all right? Yeah. How you get that? Oh, it's easy. Year one, she suffered loss. Year two of the famine, it was still a loss. Year three, see, you might suffer several losses. You might have several prayers go unanswered. Look, what's the answer sometime to a prayer that's not answered? The answer is that it didn't get answered, because the answer is no, not yet. Don't just say no, not yet. Is that all right? Yeah. We may experience several occasions where our children are sick, or there's some kind of disease needs to be cured, or there's some money that needs to be restored, an offense that needs to be vindicated. A whole bunch of prayer might go up and nothing happen, but quit speaking permanency into something that God is only allowing to happen temporarily. Tell your neighbor, I'm gonna quit speaking like that. Who are you to tell God he can't heal it? Who are you to tell God he can't restore it? Who are you? I wish I had somebody. Yeah, let me keep moving. Look at verse 3 and 4. And at the end of the 7 years, when the woman returned from the land of the Philistines, she went to appeal to the king for her house and her land. Verse 4. Now the king was talking with Gehazi, the servant of the man of God, saying, tell me all the great things that Elisha has done. Verse 3 and 4. Here it is. Are you ready? Broaden your perspective of God's abilities. Where anywhere where you say, well, God can't do that. Or, well, I don't know if God gonna work with that. Oh, they too this, or this is too that. No, broaden your perspective of God's abilities. First thing, God is not limited like we are. He can see where we can't see. He can think what we don't think. He can act in ways that we can't act. God has no limitations. The only limitation, if we wanted to put one on God, is sin. God cannot sin. God cannot lie. God will not lie. God will not sin. You can put your bank book on it, your money on it, your family on it, your checkbook on it, your friendship on it, your job on it. God will not commit sin, and God will not lie. What God says he does, he will do. Somebody ought to. Don't worry if you don't, Michael Jr. will. Here it is. Watch this. The ones you didn't need before are the ones who God is using now. The ones who sought to hinder you are the ones God uses to help you now. Oh, how are you saying that? Oh, boy, I wish I had somebody. Look at here. At one time, Gehazi was her hinderer. I wish I had somebody, so I don't have to come out my coat and preach this thing. the same one who was hindering her in the presence of Elisha is now the one who is helping her in the presence of the king. He sets it up for her. By the time she gets there, the king already knows her testimony. He already knows her name. He already knows her experiences with God. Listen, you don't have to do it all, but don't limit to God. Don't limit God to who he can use. Watch me now. Before, when we go back to the fourth chapter, when the prophet Elijah asked the woman, "What can I do for you? Can I go to the king and speak on your behalf? Can I go to the commander's army and speak on your behalf?" She said no, but she needs the king now. I wish I had somebody. Don't count nobody out when it comes to God. The very one that worked against you can be the one that's working for you even when you are working against yourself. Oh, if I were to just think with my prophetic mind, I believe prophetically, yo, Elisha was trying to set her up for this moment right here. But since she wouldn't let him, God said, "I've got a Gehazi that I'm going to send there." Since he was her representative and the go-between between her and Elisha, I'm going to send him as the go-between between her and the king. Don't disqualify anybody. You ought to tell your enemy, "Come on back and bring that bread with you." Because I didn't burn any bridges. Yeah, you walked across it going, come on and walk back. Hallelujah. Because that may be the very one that opens it up for your ministry. That might be the very same one that God uses to get you a promotion on your job. That might be the very same one who speaks for you all. I remember when I got into some trouble when I was in the army. One of them old, I'm not going to use it across the pulpit, some of the names we was using. But anyway, God used the very same one who tried to get me kicked out. He used the very same one to go before the highest of superiors. And I didn't even have to open my mouth. He spoke for me like he was born with me. He spoke for me like he trained me. He spoke for me like he was my own father. I came to tell you today, don't disqualify anybody. Somebody praise. Let me keep moving. Verse 5. And while he, Gehazi, was telling the king how Elisha had restored the dead to life, behold, the woman whose son had been restored to life appealed to the king for her house and her land. And Gehazi said, "My lord, O king, here is the woman, and here is her son whom Elisha restored to life." Is that all right today? Y'all give me a breather and I'm coming right back with it. Watch the Lord now. Are you ready? Keep your testimony close. Don't give up your testimony. So what if folks get tired of hearing it? God doesn't. You don't know what your testimony is going to do for you. Keep your testimony close. Well, where you get that at in the text? Watch this. Her testimony was her son, and she kept him close. Normally, when you go somewhere important, you tell your kids to wait outside. She didn't even have to tell her testimony. Gehazi was telling it. And when she walked in the room with her son, he was telling it too. Keep your testimony close, especially when suffering some losses. You have to remember, we have to remember what God has done for us in our past. I believe this testimony gave a courage. It gave us strength. If God can raise this boy from the dead, certainly I can get my land and my possessions back. Somebody ought to. Are you ready? I'm still on verse 5. Your testimony can help you resist spiritual amnesia. I can't even begin to tell you the number of testimonies that I have that helped me to resist spiritual amnesia. I keep them close, Isaiah. I keep them close, First Lady, because I need them when times get hard, when suffering losses, dealing with subtractions, dealing with decrease. And God has not failed me yet. Has God failed anybody? Somebody give God a prayer. You know he hasn't failed you. He's not about to fail you now. Sometimes I have to get in a room with nobody in there but me and my testimonies, just so I can go to God with the right language. Oh, I wish I had somebody. Oh, glory be to God. Let me go and get this last one. Verse 6. 2 Kings chapter 8, verse 6 says this. And when the king asked the woman, she told him. So the king appointed an official for her. She got her own personal. Oh, my God. She don't have to lift a finger. She don't have to talk to nobody in the field. She don't need to go see a governor. She doesn't need to see a mayor. She doesn't need to see the city comptroller. She has her own official. Here it is. Restore all that was hers. Together, let's stop there. Don't just restore what she has left, but either pay her or give her land so that she can plant and have exactly what it was when she left the land. Oh, glory be to God. Restore all that was hers together with all the produce of the fields from the day that she left the land until now. Anything that would have grown in the ground was restored to her. Anything that she would have sold was restored to her. I wish I had some. I know I got you. Thank you. We come in there. Here it is. We're talking about loss, control, trust, and obedience. Expect God to provide restoration that exceeds your expectation. Keep the eyes on God and expect him. If she had just kept her eyes on the land, look, she would have, oh no, it's okay. We do that, you know, to be spiritual, to be humble, all that kind of stuff. No, give me everything God want to send to me from heaven. She could have said, no, that's all right. I just deal with what I got left. No, give me the increase, Lord. Give me the expansion to come along with the restoration. God always exceeds the limitations of our losses. Job suffered loss. God gave him double. God suffered loss. We're in good company. God suffered loss. It was on a day that we call Good Friday. God suffered the loss of his son. But I believe somehow, some way, God was encouraging himself. And he said, I'm going to suffer this loss of my son. But the loss is only temporary. War on Friday, He had to deal with that loss. Prayer wouldn't have done it. No, 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 no. Because this was his doing. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Saturday, he suffered loss. Yes, he did. Our God suffered loss of the only righteous human being he had ever had the opportunity to experience on the earth, who was righteous from life to death. Oh, glory be to God. But early on the third day morning, somebody ought to say, my third day morning is on its way. Early on the third day morning, Jesus got up with all power, and although God suffered the loss of one, he was restored to many righteous sons in the earth. Somebody ought to bless God. The loss is temporary. Eternal God, our Father, bless this word in the heart of your people as they receive it. Now they can go forth with expectation. There may be someone who is in a loss of condemnation because you have not given your life to Jesus. Say, Lord, come into my life. I repent of my sins. I receive Jesus Christ as my Lord and Savior. Save me, Lord, and take control of my life. If that's you, find yourself a Bible-believing, God-fearing church so you can be discipled. We're always here for you. You might be someone who has suffered the loss of your relationship with God. You can be restored. Go ahead and renew your vow to God. The loss is temporary. We're World Ministry Christian Church, and we are reaching nations by reaching you.
Another wonderful message from right here at World Ministry Christian Church. We are so glad that you joined us this morning. Listen, World Ministry Christian Church, we are your local church and we do care about you, but we're also a global church. World Ministry Christian Church, you know us. We are reaching nations by reaching you. Yes, that is you. And we're so glad that God has led you to us, that you found us, and that you heard a word from the Lord today. Now, you may be wondering, how do I get in touch with World Ministry Christian Church? I'm so glad that you asked. Please write us where our mailing address is, World Ministry Christian Church, P.O. Box 1876, Powder Springs, Georgia. Listen, we are in the city of Dallas. That's our location, 1336 Hiram Ackworth Highway, Dallas, Georgia. If you'd like to give to World Ministry Christian Church through tithe or offering, please feel free to find us on Givelify. Givelify. Look for World Ministry Christian Church. You got it, in Dallas, Georgia. We are so glad again that you were here with us. We look forward to you joining us again. God bless you. We love you. We will see you again soon. And we are World Ministry Christian Church, and we are reaching nations by reaching you.
Hey there! We have some exciting news to share with you today. Here at World Ministry Christian Church, we're experiencing incredible growth. My name's Isaiah Upshaw, and I'm not only a worship leader, but also a minister in training. We're particularly focused on expanding our youth and young adult ministry. We understand the unique challenges that young people face in their day-to-day lives, and we know that you not only want to be seen, but also heard. As a young man in today's world, I can personally relate to the pressures and challenges that come with being a college student in this generation. And that's why we believe it's crucial to have a place where you truly belong. A place where you can worship, grow in your faith, and connect with others who understand your journey. And that's exactly what we offer here at World Ministry Christian Church. If you're interested in learning more about our youth and young adult ministry, it's as simple as joining us every fourth Sunday of every month at 10:30 a.m. We invite you to start with our youth and young adult Sunday, where you'll experience a vibrant and welcoming community. From there, we encourage you to join us for our Wednesday night Bible study, where you can dive deeper into the teachings of the Word. And finally, we invite you to join us for Sunday school, where you'll have the opportunity to grow and learn alongside others who share your faith. We are fully committed to helping you grow in your spiritual journey, and at World Ministry Christian Church, we believe in reaching nations by reaching you. We are one church in three locations, and we're here to support and guide you every step of the way. So, if you're ready to find your place to be heard and to grow in your faith, we warmly invite you to join us. Together, let's make a difference in this generation. We are World Ministry Christian Church, and we're here for you.
Hey, I'm Isaiah Rochelle, a worship leader here at World Ministry Christian Church, and I've got some exciting news to share with you. We're expanding, and we're looking for talented individuals who love God and have a passion for sharing their gifts of praise and worship through music. Whether you're a vocalist or a musician, we want to meet you and talk to you about finding your place here, where your gift will truly make room for you. But let me tell you, it's not just about your gift. We're even more excited about helping you grow in your faith and become a vital part of the body of Christ's disciples. We believe in the power of God's word, and we want to ensure that you're not only enhancing your personal life, but also growing spiritually as you learn more about his teachings. That's why we're inviting you to come worship with us. Let's build an amazing praise and worship team together where we can all grow in our faith and make a difference in the lives of others. Remember, we are World Ministry Christian Church, one church in three locations. And our mission is simple, reaching nations by reaching you. So if you're ready to use your gifts to glorify God and be a part of a community that's passionate about worship and spiritual growth, we can't wait to meet you. Come join us at World Ministry Christian Church. Together, let's make a difference and reach nations.
Working for me, yeah. And I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. And I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me, yeah. And I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. And I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. It's working for me. Working for me. I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. It's working for me. And I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me, yes, it's working for me. And I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. And I don't have to worry, cause it's working for me. And I don't have to worry, cause
working for me. Amen. The loss is temporary. Amen. Because he's intentional. Amen. Man, we bless the Lord this morning. What a powerful on-time word. I receive it. I pray that you receive it as well. Man, that was for me. You can personalize it. I've personalized. That was my message. That was for me. And I'm so grateful that God blessed our pastor to deliver the word with such power, with such conviction, with such clarity. Man,